Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to another episode of Sable telling me to quit my job.
Otherwise known as Smell You Later. Your favorite podcast about fragrances, scents, and quitting.
And quitting.
Yeah, we took a little breaky break last week because we were busy. We have lives.
Yeah.
Except for me. Everyone but me has a life.
I was submerged in a state of manic hysteria, but I'm back.
I will never get startups. I worked for a couple of startups and I still never got them. And that's why I had to leave Homer Simpson style in the bushes, like backing in the bushes. Because I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Well, it's not an option for me right now. I'm not backing into the bushes. I think I am the bush. I don't know. But we're back.
We're back with so many smells that we've smelled in the past 2 weeks. I feel like I've asked this to everyone because I think everyone has given me a different answer. But I'm like, what is Fragrance Day? International Fragrance? Is it international or is it just National Fragrance Day? It's a day of fragrance.
That was this week, right?
That was last. Maybe it was this week.
Happy,
March something.
Happy National Fragrance Day to all that celebrate.
Yes. To all. This podcast is literally that. We do what the day wants you to do all the time, which is talk about fragrance.
Yeah. We don't need a stupid made up holiday.
We don't need. I literally was just like, how do these holidays get made? Like somebody has to petition the government. Is that it? I feel like the government would sooner give us like a national something day than actually.
Healthcare.
Yeah. Like they'll give us National Healthcare Day without actually giving us healthcare.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you smelling?
I don't know. I sit at Sable's table with many new launches in front of us. I guess it is that time. It's spring, right?
It's spring. Is there like a time when I feel like the most fragrances are launched? Do you think it's spring or do you think it's holiday?
I think it's pre-holiday. So like August to October. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like with holiday, it's not new fragrances, but it's like the same fragrances in all these like little gifty packages.
Yeah, exactly. Or a limited edition all gold bottle or a rhinestone bottle or some bullshit, but I'll fall into it.
I love a thing that I like that's slightly different.
It is Easter, speaking of holidays.
He has risen.
He has risen boots.
The name of this episode. was it ever like a big holiday for you?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean,
you were Catholic.
I grew up going to private, like every denomination of private school I stopped by at one point or another. And then I was Episcopalian. So yeah, I mean, it's a high holiday, girl. You know what though? I have to say Easter lilies really do make some points. I remember walking into church every Easter being like this again, but they're so beautiful. I love a lily.
Yeah.
And I'm not a white floral girly. And I know it's like the one thing I know about fragrance extraction, but you can extract the oil from lilies. So every lily that you smell is an accord.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
crazy. Lies debunked once more.
Exactly.
I remember taking every single religion because you're taught that as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I just assumed if an adult was telling you something, it was true.
Mm-hmm. I still do.
Yeah. Anytime someone told me about a religion of any kind, I was like, yeah, that's true. And then I'm like, how do they all exist at once? How do you know which one's the right one?
Yeah, I still can't really think about that, or else I'll just go into this existential spiral, which I've essentially been in since the beginning of the year anyway.
It's a year for spiraling. I think it's a good year for spiraling.
Yeah.
Everybody else is.
When I find myself in a state of Never mind. I don't know. Not to be like the person who invented stress, but when I do find myself in a place of high stress, it is fun to see how I, or it is interesting to see how I do or do not interact with fragrance. Because this week I was, if I say it one more time, but like wearing a lot of vanillas. Mm-hmm. But also I had two launch events on Thursday. And it was one of those things where I wanted to wear something like more muted because I obviously wasn't the star of the show. I just made it all happen, to be honest. But so instead of a really loud vanilla, I wore La Ferrette from Net. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fragrance and mental health for you.
Speaking of Net, we went to their fragrance launch event. Was that last week?
Yeah.
I don't know what days are anymore. Anyway, their new scent, Pear Jam, which... And she told me it, Carol, the founder. I didn't realize it was like a little wink to Pearl Jam.
Which is so cool.
Which is funny, but I was like, I would not have gotten that.
I think that's cute.
Also because like just the bottle is pink. The scent is like a pear, sparkling, fruity, like happy scent. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I would not have put those two together at all.
No, I do love that little nod to Pearl Jam, though. Me having never heard a Pearl Jam song. But I do think it's cool. Pear Jam, let's talk about it. So we got a sneak peek at this during, when the fuck was that dinner? Was it in the fall? Late summer, early fall?
Yeah.
We had dinner at the founder of Carol Hahn's house.
Her Tribeca home.
With a couple beauty editors. Beautiful. In the late summer, early fall. And she had a couple comps of Pear Jam, which...
I think they were the mods. It wasn't the completed fragrance.
Yeah. They were. It was like one of the final mods. And she said, it's not done, but it's close.
Yeah.
And then when we talked to her last week, she was like, oh, it went through like 30 more iterations since then. But when we smelled it then, it was really good. And I've been excited about it since then. So it's fun and exciting to have on the table in front of us now. Mm-hmm. What do you think of it?
It's a pear. We got a pear, guys.
We got a pear.
It's very peary. It reminds me in a very... lovely nostalgic way of, and I don't even remember what the exact scent of it is because it's so far removed now, but like Victoria's Secret Pear Gloss. Mm-hmm. Just the feeling of that like fruity girly mall scent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of with this. It's like a fruity girly mall scent.
Yeah.
In a very nostalgic way. It doesn't feel, the scent itself does not feel very teeny bopper to me. It does feel a little bit more sophisticated. And it has a really lovely dry down that's a little muskier and powderier.
Yeah.
But so, the scent itself is very happy. And I think, because we were talking to our guy, Rodrigo Flores Rue, who made the scent at the event, and he used one of Givaudan's mood scent thingies, the technological molecules that make you happier or manipulate your moods. Mm-hmm. So manipulatively, it is a happy scent.
Yeah, they're saying it's scientifically proven to boost your mood.
I know we like had a whole bunch of episodes on that and I'm still confused. I think because my brain, I'm one of those people that's like, surely you can't influence my brain. I'm too smart.
Stay away from my mood.
Yeah.
This one, to me, I feel a couple ways about all of them, by and large, positive. I agree with you that it is very teen, but not in a derogatory way, because why would that be derogatory? But when I spray it on, it first gives me the sort of scent of a body spray, but the wear of an EDP, which I like. It is very youthful and effervescent and peary. And then as it wears on my skin, it almost dries down to feel like, or to smell like, you applied the same body spray over a Chloe scent. And I don't know why my brain goes straight to Chloe, but it does feel like a classic feminine perfume in a body spray layered in a way that I
get that.
Think is really nice. Also, what I like about Net is that they are very complex fragrance, but on the skin, on my skin at least, they feel pared back and layered in a simplistic but elevated way. Talked up and down about La Ferrette, also Teivani, and they actually just sent me Coco Fleur. They just feel like a few really high quality notes layered together expertly. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that they are more complex than that, but this is the one that feels like an outlier in that way. This does feel like there's a little bit more going on. with it.
Okay.
Personally.
Okay.
Not in a good or bad way, just in a way.
I think this is, to me, more of like one of their quirky scents.
Yeah.
It has like a little bit more of like a personality and like a punch to it. I think all of them are really pleasant, but I think this one is probably the one that goes, huh.
This one did surprise me, just with the way that it evolves on my skin.
Yeah.
Also, this is the first...
Yeah, they're changing their bottles.
...nut scent. They're not changing the shape of their bottles, but they're painting the bottom with a... this one's a really bright pink lacquer, and so mm-hmm. it shines up through the bottle, making it look almost like youthful and gem-like. Mm-hmm. And whether or not we're supposed to say this, they're then doing it to all their bottles, which yeah. I think is going to look really sick.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so pretty.
It is pretty. Yeah. I remember her saying that they did custom bottle and got a journey now. I'm like, wow, that's so expensive.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right.
And what's crazy is I would not have thought this is necessarily custom because it looks like a classic shape, yeah. or at least the bottle.
Right.
It's a squat rectangle. And I'm mm-hmm. like, surely someone must have had that mold somewhere.
Right.
But like, damn.
Well, do you see... We got a the look of alarm that what? You just gave me. We got a new not to talk about reviews on the show, but we got a new review and it was really positive, but they were also like, talk into the mic, we can't hear you. And I'm like, if I get any closer to this mic, it's gonna come in my mouth. Like, I don't know, is it the mic that's
it
the problem?
It could just be the sound.
I don't know. If you're a sound engineer, comment, like, and subscribe. Anyway.
Aww. You know what? As the audio engineer of this podcast, I will look into that.
It's when I'm editing, I don't really notice that.
I notice, though, that the export quality is inconsistent because Descript updates like every fucking time I open the software.
Yeah.
It's a new version. Please restart because it's on a cloud thing.
Yeah.
And I kind of wonder if that has something to do with it.
Because if we're too loud, I'll chop it up and turn us down or us up.
Yeah.
It's also, again, I'll cut this out, but like I was listening to a playback of something that was posted and it felt really choppy in a way that I was like, we didn't cut it up like that. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, we've had issues with our software for a while and their customer service is very responsive, if not all the time helpful.
But not good.
But they will respond to you yeah. with nothing that I need. So
typical man. Thanks. Descript, you will be dealt with.
Thanks, guys.
Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
Oh man, I smell like a brand new scent from Maison Crivelli, one of my favorite houses, mm-hmm. my favorite maisons that I feel like I have been like distracted just wearing a lot of other scents. But I went to a event of theirs the other day where they were launching Tuberose Astral. The way it's written on the bottle, the name is like normal font and then italic font in the same words.
They like italicize halfway through it. That's so weird.
Yeah. Tuberose Astral. 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 Whenever there's an E at the end, I think it's Astral.
Okay.
Anyway, this is a really weird... It's one of their extraits, so it's super strong.
Like the poppy orange bottle.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the smaller, bright orange bottles. They're incredibly strong. Me.
Incredibly strong.
A canonical 5 sprayer. I would die. I would suffocate myself if I tried to do that with the extraits. So I did a very conservative 1 spray on each wrist. And as far as tuberoses go, it's the weirdest tuberose I've ever smelled in a very cool way. Because it's... You do get the tuberose, but it's so much more... powdery and dense and leathery and orisy.
Totally.
Yeah. But... And then I had read, I was looking at Fragrantica because I was like, this is so weird. What are people saying about this? And someone said, a couple of people said it smelled like cooked pasta.
I do get a starchiness.
Yeah, yeah. Starchy, I think, is the right word for it. There is a starchiness to it, but it's like a thick tuberose.
Yeah.
That's like the
Can
best
Can I smell
way.
It on you?
Yeah. There's something, it's wow. so interesting because it's not like a white floral that you would expect.
No, but it does, I do get more delicate, watery floral on your skin, though. But with all that heady shit layer over the top of it, that's pretty.
But there's, it's like the leatheriness.
It's leathery,
A very like animalic quality to it that's mm-hmm. so interesting. And if you're like me and you're one of those girls who's saying, I don't like florals, this is for you.
It's really.
It's so pretty. And it's just so interesting. Yeah. And I think yesterday or the other day at the event when I was like spraying it on and then I got into an Uber and I was like, Yeah. It's like suffocating myself in the Uber. And I was like, does not pass the Uber test.
I really didn't. I knew these X rates were strong. Yeah. I didn't realize just how strong they were until I wore someone else warm around me. I was like, get out of my house. Yeah. Like,
you can truly one and a half sprays max.
Totally.
On your whole body will do you for several days. And I didn't know that the other day. And that's why I doused my whole arm in it and then got into it and tie encased to Uber. A Toyota Camry.
When you went to the brunch that I was not invited to, did they have all of their fragrances?
Yeah.
How many X-rates are there?
I don't know. There's like a handful.
Okay. Great. Oh, this is so pretty.
It's, I mean, like, consistently, I know I'm, generally speaking, I know I'm going to like a Maison Crivelli scent.
That's fair.
They're pretty consistently good, but I have the Hibiscus Mahajad, which is another X-rate.
I have that too.
And the Patchouli Magnétique, which I fucking love.
Love.
But again, dangerous. That one spray only.
That one will beat your
ass. I have to put like a post-it on the bottle that just says one spray because I'll forget.
Literally.
And then it's a wrap for me. But the Hibiscus Mahajad, I feel like, is one of their very popular scents. Mm-hmm. It's not really a me thing. It smells like tropical exotic gummy bears.
It's gummy bears. Yeah,
it's gummy bears.
It's so good.
Which is nice. But again, like at that concentration, I was like, no, I don't need this much gummy bear.
Well, Oud Maracuja is also Crivelli, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me say, like, that is allegedly not an egg. Oh, yes, it is.
I smelled it at the event because I had it there. And that was very odd because I got a ton of the passion fruit with the maracuja and not a lot of oud.
It's funny because when I wear it, it's the opposite. I mean, really? I do get the passion fruit, but oud is oud though. Like,
yeah, makes itself known.
It why is this bottle? Why is this X-ray bottle blue? And
I don't
orange?
Know. There are different colors. I think he mentioned that he's coming out with kind of a line of ouds, and I think that's why they get their colors. Okay. There's a forthcoming one. It seems like, I don't know if I'm allowed to. I mean, it's already released. It's already a Harrods exclusive. That's what I'll say. The Harrods exclusive one, also an oud. Extremely good. It's like a leathery, spicy oud.
Does he have a vanilla? He certainly doesn't have a website
working
that works. Let me tell
you
that.
I think he's working on one.
Okay.
I think.
Oh, Oud Stallion. Yeah, it's on the site.
Yes, it's on the site. Yeah, okay, good. So it exists. I can talk about it. Yeah. But it's so fucking good. And that one I was like, please give.
Who handles their PR?
Euro Parfum.
Coming for you.
Yeah.
Have you smelled from the same collection? You smelled Absinthe Boreal.
Yes.
How was that?
It was nice. I had their Discovery Kit. Discovery
Set. Same.
Yes. It was in the Discovery Set. I think almost all of them were. The only new regular collection one is Ingredients 07-2012, which is a very mysterious name.
Yeah.
Haven't smelled that one, but. And I got to smell the Amber Chromatique, which is another X-rate, which weirdly, because I do love ambers, but I don't know, something about it, I was like, oh, that's not what I expected it to be. Mm. It was like lighter than I thought it would be.
Really?
Which is weird.
He doesn't hit me as light.
No, which I was like, weird. Not what I would have expected.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the Tuberose Austral, so nice. I feel like if you like white florals, if you really like white florals, this is not for you. If you kind of like white florals, this is definitely an interesting thing to check out.
Or if you don't like white florals, you might like this.
Yes. Also that.
Because it's not what you'd think.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's heady and leathery and almost earthy.
Yeah. It's very earthy and
concrete-y almost. Yeah. Like tar.
Now I can't get the concept of cooked pasta in my head. I just made pasta last night too. So I was like, it's like fresh in my olfactory memory.
Oh, you know where I had pasta last night too. You know where I went?
Where?
Take one guess.
Burano. Are the waiters still weird there?
No, I've never had a weird waiter there because I always go late and drunk. So maybe
that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Damn, that place is so good though.
This episode of Smell You Later brought to you by Burano.
The saffron gili pasta. So good.
It's so good.
So freaking good.
Let's record from there.
They'll be like, please, what are you doing? Please leave. Order something or get out.
Why do you smell like that?
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Okay, I smell like strawberry letter from Fleur. Okay, I'm fake. I'm a fucking hypocrite and I know it. As I've said, I won't repeat myself. I've been reluctantly coming around to Fleur lately because I've cut the bullshit and just done cool creative. Mm-hmm. I have gotten a lot of questions about strawberry litter. And I saw it on Instagram, of course, and I was like, I am curious. I don't know I'm curious enough to call it in. And then I clowned myself, and I was. And I think I called it in along with vanilla skin. And it's strawberry litter is great. I'll just say it. It's really satisfying. It really gives you what you want out of it. It's really fun. It's really beautiful. I mean, it's like a pretty literal.
I'm interested to smell it.
Strawberry.
Well, I feel like it won't be for me, but wait, like strawberry chapstick.
It smells like strawberry something, and I can't wrap my brain around it. I feel like it smells like a Barbie that I used to have. A scented
doll. There's something like toy about it.
Yeah. It's like Net Pear Jam. It is nostalgic, but not annoyingly so, but really spot on, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It's like a jammy. What are the fucking notes here? It's a strawberry, plum, florals, amber, tonka bean. I think there's cinnamon in here, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. Yeah. So it's just, again, super satisfying.
Yeah.
It's more literal than not. It's a really just like jammy strawberry with a little bit of not even earthiness, just something to warm it up and ground it in a way. I've been wearing it all week. I really like it. It's definitely fruity. It's definitely gourmand. It's not too sweet, but it's not afraid of its own sweetness. Everyone who's asked me about it, if you're even somewhat curious about it, I'd say pick it up, at least a sample vial for $29 or whatever it is. If you're not a gourmand person, not a fruit person, it's probably not for you. It's not going to make you a believer. But if you do like any of that, it's definitely good. It's probably my favorite fleur scent of the many that I've smelled. If not all, I've definitely many of them. Yeah, it's great. It's definitely a fun spring, whatever. It's a fun scent to come out right now.
Yeah. I feel like when something about strawberry, when it's called out in the name, people are just drawn to it.
Well, last year I said I want more strawberry scents, and I think they're coming, and look at us now.
How does this one compare to the Melon and Getz strawberry?
Fuck the Melon and Getz strawberry. I mean, Melon and Getz is beautiful. It's like not a strawberry. It smells like shampoo.
Okay.
In a nice way, but not in a way. I was like, this doesn't give. Yeah. This is great.
This doesn't give.
This definitely gives you what you want. If you also, I think this is definitely more... This is definitely similar to Coach Love, which was also a strawberry scent in a very jewel red bottle, as is this. Mm-hmm. Coach Love is a little bit more stylized and conceptual than this. This is just strawberry.
Yeah.
I don't know why my voice just cracked. Sorry. it wasn't supposed to sound like that, but very good. I don't know. I think I've had a... Here we are. Fleur is...
Here we are.
...has infiltrated and won me over, I cautiously say.
Yes. It won over half of us.
Half of us.
I gave my boyfriend the Somebody Would body wash.
Yeah.
You get a good hefty amount of body wash in those. Yes. They're like really nice bottles.
I do like the bottles.
And he always like cracks a joke about it every time somebody's would or something. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Listen. You be grateful.
Yeah, exactly.
Previously, you were smelling like Old Spice Swagger.
So. Absolutely not. Look at you. Boy, I invented you. Yeah. I am really...
I know. I knew you would fucking love that. Okay, so In Tynan's Hand.
We got to talk about the name. I don't think that's approved.
Wait, why?
It's nasty.
Really?
Please.
Wait.
This is a Christian home. Oh, shit. Can we not talk about this? Oh, wait. It's embargoed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, under strict embargo until April 30th. Okay.
Fuck. Never mind.
Cutting that out. Anyway.
Well, it does...
It's really lovely. And it lasts weirdly a long time. I sprayed it on my wrist like 2 days ago and it was just like following me around all day.
But well, we'll come back to that.
We'll come back to that.
Date. But just know it's really good.
Yeah. Speaking of fruits.
Do we care?
I don't know. Does anyone care? Wow. What
well, you care. You're a Mugler girl. And that's valid.
Just because, look, man, I get you got to keep the lights on. Okay, so there's a new Mugler Alien flanker, Alien Hypersense. Which is like a cool name for...
Hypersense?
Hypersense. It doesn't make sense. It makes hypersense. I don't know. It's just a fruity freaking floral. Okay. It's nice. People will love it. It smells like girls. Expensive girls. Fun girls. Party girls. Purple Girls.
I'm not going to hate on...
It's a nice scent. It's not a me scent, but it's a nice scent.
It's the same scent.
It's the same scent. I think that's what it is. I feel like they gave Alien the same fruit treatment that they had done to the flanker of Angel... What was the newest Angel flanker? Fuck. It was the fruity one.
I don't know. They're all... Again.
Angel Elixir. So the new Angel Elixir flanker... It's just like the fruity version of Angel, and I feel like Alien Hypersense is the fruity version of Alien. It's nice. It's just like, oh, okay. That was like, when I spelled it, I was like, oh, okay. Like,
I'm not mad at a brand for doing flankers. Like, oh, I understand it. Yeah. But
the bottle's like interesting. It's the same Alien bottle, and then there's like kind of an ombre with like red throughout the purple, which is like kind of neat.
It's ugly. But I just feel like Mugler like is cranking these flankers out.
Oh, they cranking
at rapid speeds.
Rapid.
We could say the same thing perhaps about Marc Jacobs, but yeah. I feel like they're doing it in double time.
Marc Jacobs ones are like at least a little bit different.
Okay, enough. I was gonna say the same thing, but yeah. I felt corny saying
no.
It, but
it's they are, true.
Yeah,
like each of and they do sets of flankers.
Yeah,
at least the Daisy line. There's like Daisy Love, Daisy Eau Fraiche, and at least they do like a set of flankers, which I find neat. But they each have their own signature,
yeah.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah.
I do get a bit lost in the sauce with the Mugler flankers. The most unique one, I do think, is Angel Nova, the pink star.
No.
That one, but because it's so removed from the original, true. You could have made this a whole Essential on its own, and it would have been, I think, pretty popular because it is pretty popular.
When did Angel originally come out? We've said this
Angel like 1991
times.
Or something.
So it's, I think by now that is just a new scent, the same bottle. Yeah, you know,
but they gotta put it in the same bottle for some reason.
I mean,
so
legacy.
Yeah, Alien Hypersense calls out pear. It's very also pear.
Is it?
I'm getting pear, green mandarin, jasmine sambac.
She's everywhere.
Cashmeron. Cashmeron, Amberwood, Musk, and Driftwood. Driftwood, interesting. But yeah, it is what it is. I feel like it's the updated version of the original. If the original is millennials, this is the Gen Z or the Gen A.
No. Again, far be it from me to pitch about a flanker, who cares? Yeah, but it fine. Is just like chopping and screwing the exact same thing over and over again.
The Goddess ones were very different. I'll give them that. Alien Goddess, the one with Willow Smith. And then they made a flanker of a flanker, which was like Alien Goddess Intense.
Yeah.
Those were like hella white florals, solar florals. So that to me, I was like, okay, I get this. This is like the summer flanker. This one, I'm kind of like, okay, you need an opener. And sometimes you need the middle of the opener. I don't know. I also got another Lolita Olympica in, I don't know if they've changed hands again. But whoever is now repping them were like, Lolita Olympic is back. And I'm like, I thought it was back.
Stop coming back.
Stop. Where are you going?
Yeah, stay. Like, stay or leave.
So yeah, apparently they're back. They're new. They relaunched the original Le Parfum, which is meant to be the same as the original, just updated for regulatory guidelines today. And it does smell very similar to the original. I think it's called like the Mon Premier parfum or Mon Premier, which I thought it was the original that was updated, but apparently it's like a flanker of the original. I have no idea. Okay. It's in like the faceted bottle, not the apple bottle. And the original, the new original, the dry down is a lot softer and muskier versus the Mon Premier, which is punchy on the dry down.
But this is just supposed to be the original, right?
Yeah.
Can you give me their PR?
Yeah.
I deserve one of these.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The sprayer needs work.
What's happening here?
It just shoots out at random. But also, so I wore that the other day, and again, it was like choking me out.
Really?
It was so strong. Again, maybe I just need to not spray as much.
Maybe you're just not used to smelling.
Maybe. Or it's all that.
You know?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm soaking myself in this fragrance that we can't talk about yet, but it's so nice.
And then I like pitched a story about it because I was like, why does this keep going and coming and going and coming? Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. What is happening? Who has this? I need to talk to these people.
Right.
So I pitched a story about it, and then I just on my own Instagram stories, I was like, do you have a memory of this scent? And people wrote novels.
Really?
Everybody has a distinct memory of Lolita Olympica. It's kind of nuts.
Really?
Yeah, I was surprised.
I was obviously going to respond to that, but I was like, one,
But I thought what was interesting is that the majority of the people said that they love the smell so much because it smelled like the in-between of girlhood and womanhood. Oh, and you smell just like this mischievous fairy. It was very, I think the words like Tumblr, soft goth Tumblr girl
no. were used often.
And then they were like, and the boys hated it, but I loved it.
Funny.
And I'm like, wow, that's really funny because I feel like when you're a teenager, you would maybe want, if you're straight, you would want to wear a scent that would attract boys.
Yeah.
But just unabashedly loving this very strong scent that boys hate is the epitome of just...
It's funny. The only context I have about this is through like the vacuum of my own youth. So it's my mom wore it. And that's, I think this is what I think of when I think of like a mom perfume or perfume my mom wore, one of them. One of very few.
She loves Flower Bomb as well. Right. Okay.
Covet by Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay, so she loves the spicy floral.
Yes. Yes. Okay. But blind spot for me. I didn't know anyone else fucked with it.
It felt very like womanly to me.
Okay.
And because it was so strong and we were strictly in the era of fresh, light, fruity scents, I was like, it's forbidden.
Yeah.
So it just felt out of reach for me. And also just way too, I don't know. I feel like back then I was like, I don't want to smell too much. And people are going to be like, ew. Also, I was, again, the smelly kid. So I just really didn't want to bring attention to that.
True.
When I was a cater waiter when I was 17, one of the other girls who was a little bit older, she would fucking douse herself in the Lita Olympica. Right. And she was like, I get so many more tips when I wear this perfume.
Wow.
So I was like, all right. Yeah. Which is funny to it now that I think about it. Because I was like, I was 17. I was not legally allowed to serve alcohol. And yet I did.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Same.
At this country club on Long Island.
I wasn't 17. I think I worked behind the bar first when I was 18 or 19. But still, like, I don't think it
I think 18 you're allowed. You can't drink alcohol, but you can serve alcohol.
That's true. Well, I was doing both, so.
Yeah.
behind the bar. Yeah. Who is she?
That's Udnud. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other day, I was at Saks for the Maison Crivelli event, and then because I was like deep in Saks in the department store, and you have to like fight your way out of a department store, I was like, I might as well do a lap in the fragrance section.
You went to Manhattan.
Dude, they had fully covered Uber codes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Also, again, will not turn around a free lunch.
Fair.
It was at my optimal hours of 12:30, not 9 in the morning.
You had just woken up.
Yeah. So I never go to Midtown. So I was like, I might as well look at the fragrance section since I'm in the Saks already. And Emma Vernon from Perfume Pod was there. We did a little lap around the fragrance section.
That's so cute.
And she was like, oh, I really want to smell a couple Guerlain scents. So we went to their section and then she showed me Udnud. And I was like, whoa, this is really good.
So pretty.
I remember looking at it on their website and being like, this sounds really interesting. And it has this kind of like powdery, almondy, almost like soft cherry note to it that I find really interesting. It doesn't shout oud to me.
Oh, God. Even on the blotter, it's screaming oud at me. Yeah. Is this one of the, is this the Guerlain franchise? Looks like the Scotch decanter is like those fat ass bottles. Okay.
Yeah, this is the expensive line.
Yeah. You know, I have...
It's such a beautiful scent.
I think I had two of those, and they just don't really give to me.
Really?
This is beautiful. Yeah, I had double vanille.
Yeah, that's right. And the tobacco honey. The tobacco honey, I like... In a weird way, I wish it was a little less strong on me.
Did they send that to me?
They sent us... Yeah, they sent both of us that.
You're right. I think I gave them to Hugh Banks.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. They're not, I don't know. I'm like this, they don't really give premier line to me. No shade. No shade to Guerlain.
They're like insanely expensive.
Yeah, they're.
They're like $500.
You don't need to be doing all that.
Crazy. They're beautiful bottles. The Udnud is lovely.
The Udnud, even on a flanker, does smell gorgeous.
Fucking love
them. I think I'm scared of Udnud now. I think I'm too.
Really?
Yeah, I think I can't do it anymore.
Why?
I don't know. Is this too much for me?
You're still stressed. You're too stressed for Oud, okay?
I am too stressed for Oud.
Yeah.
Name of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a little too over. I like it. I think it's beautiful.
Oud can go many different ways depending on its application. That's the thing I've realized.
Yeah.
And like, I really like it, but I've also been like choked out by it that I'm like, ugh. It really depends. But I do enjoy Oud like 15 to 30 minutes after application. Usually that's, I feel like, the sweet spot when it starts to dry down on your skin. Because I remember smelling Byredo Oud Immortelle and being like, gross. And then I smelled it on somebody else later and I was like, you smell incredible. What are you wearing? And they said Oud Immortelle. So I got a bottle and I was like, I see the secret. You have to wait.
Uh-huh. You know what? I'll give you that.
Yeah.
The two Byredo Oud are stunning. Yeah. A cord Oud is my favorite. Oh, I wish I was wearing that right now.
Ooh, we'll have to give that one a sniff as
It's like Oud and like Blackberry or something. Ooh. It's gorgeous. But it's also one of those ones that I made the mistake of wearing it in like the hottest July day.
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, this is not the move.
It's not an optimal experience.
No, it's not.
Yeah. But Oud & Martel is one of my favorite Oud scents. I think the new Maison Crivelli X-Rate might be my next favorite Oud. I haven't worn it on skin yet, but I smelled it on someone else's skin and it smelled incredible.
Hmm.
Dead of Night, that was my first Oud experience.
What is that one?
They're like little perfume oils. And
super
it was like
expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like Helena Christensen's perfume line.
Yeah.
And Christophe Ludmiel did all the scents. And they're really like dirty, filthy, stinky Ouds, but they're also like, there's something very mysterious and magical about them.
Hmm.
And that's what drew me in. And I was like, ooh, what is this?
Yeah.
And then it goes crazy from there.
It does. I mean, Yeah. It's just, it is a choice. It is a commitment. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I do love Oud Vanilla, Kaoli.
Yes.
You don't like it.
You
think it's okay.
I enjoy it. I think it's good.
Yeah.
I love the Kaoli Ouds. I just think they're not for me at the moment. It's just a little too much.
That's funny. Because I would have thought that you would have loved them.
I expected to love the coffee one.
The smoky Oud.
I do. I like the smoky Oud. I
can't get behind the smoky.
I love that. Surprises me.
Yeah.
I love the tobacco Oud. That's
you
one
love
I do
the tobacco
like.
Oud.
Yeah.
I like the vanilla one.
I just
opposites.
Yeah.
What else? I feel like I've had other influential Ouds in my life.
Influential Ouds. Yeah. I'm still down with Woody, but when we take it to Oud, it's I gotta cut the cord.
What's funny is like obviously Oud is a wood Oud is a wood mind. It's like its own scent profile.
Yeah.
Like I don't think of it as woody. I think of it as its own scent profile.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because
I'm like, no wood smells like this.
Yeah. Now that I've spent enough time with enough Ouds, I'm like, this is not the
same. It's not like the wood. It's like the goo.
Resin, right? The goo.
The goo.
Gross. How have you locked your fragrance?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have locked in. It's the one that you smelled. Yeah. So the fragrance, it's being sent to the embiggening manufacturer to make it bigger.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy with it. I'm like nervous because I'm like, I wonder if it's going to change when it's like in large quantity or like when it's done cooking because it has to sit in the dark and think about itself for a while.
If anything, it'll just get better.
I hope so. Yeah. If anything, I hope it just gets deeper and like more saturated and concentrated.
Yeah.
But it has like this mod that I went with. Otherwise known, formerly known as B2. There are many B's and many C's and 3's and 4's and all that.
Yeah.
It smells to me like a evil, wealthy woman's leather handbag.
Mm.
And there is an element of tire tread or burnt rubber in it that I think is really interesting.
Yep.
And cigarette ash.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like specifically not tobacco, like old cigarette,
mm-hmm.
which I think a lot of people would find off-putting, but it's just like a texture. It's not a scent itself. It's just like this ashy texture that I find so unique. And I'm like, how did this happen? How did you do this?
Well, and to me, because I have worn it, and I don't want to speak for you, but I agree with all of that. But there's also this little overtone of a bright, fruity juiciness,
mm-hmm,
but in the way, by way of a fermented pomegranate or cranberry.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean?
There like, is it's, plum. In it.
There's what?
Plum.
Plum.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you plum.
Yeah.
It's really good. I like having been in like the sidecar of your mod journey.
Yeah.
I definitely think the place that you landed on is like the best of all.
When my perfumer was like, I'm going to put all this fruit in it. I was like, no, don't.
Yeah.
But he's like, I need connectors. I need to connect something to something so you can get. It's almost like you need something to connect the two note journey. I don't know. He's the perfumer, not me.
Yeah.
But this connects this to this because it brings out this note and this note. And I'm just there.
Yeah.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Sorry.
It's okay. Story time. When I actually want you to hear this. But so when we were at the Net event, Sable had the mods on her, and so we huddled in a corner and she showed me what is now the final, and I sprayed it on both my wrists because I wanted to smell it on skin and I loved it and whatever. And then we like went about the event, we kikied, and then when I went to my boyfriend's after, and when I got there, I like kissed him hello, and I had my hand around his neck, you know what I mean? So I pulled him in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you smell really good. And he's like, oh, really? I'm not like really wearing anything. And then I was like, oh, wait, that's me. Because I had my hand on his neck, but I was smelling my own wrist. And yeah. I was like, oh, I still like it.
That's great. I feel like that mod is the only one that when I wore it out, people outwardly complimented me on.
I think it's the one to me that feels fully realized and not you're not trying to dissect the notes of it. You're just like, oh, this is a perfume.
Yes.
In a really nice way.
I agree. That to me read perfume rather than like, I don't know, scent or something.
I mean, people are gonna go crazy for this.
I hope they do, because guys, I got so overwhelmed with just like the packaging of it all that I called upon a former guest, Bart Schmidt, to help me.
What does that all stand?
I have to email him back.
Great.
But he was on our episode with Haley Kyoko because he was her fragrance shepherd, helping her with the process of everything. And that's his business. Is he calls himself the fragrance agent, where he just like helps anybody make their own perfume, the whole process of like connecting them to perfumers, to helping them source bottles and stuff. And then I forget who said this to me. I think maybe it's my friend Dara, who was like, I was like, oh, you should have called it bottle service, because that would have been a funnier name.
That's so funny.
I know. He does more than that, but I think it's a funny name.
Yeah.
That basically being like a go-between. Mm-hmm. I think because I have such low quantities, I can't really customize that much. Because once you start customizing anything, they're like, you need a minimum of 5,000.
Right.
And I'm like, nope.
I think that's like the point, though. You know what I mean? Like, it is such a limited run.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's, you know, you're not starting a brand. You're putting out a fragrance. It's,
exactly. You know, yeah. I'm not.
Just give it a dope logo or label and you'll be fine.
I think right now I'm just like, do I want to screen print the bottle? Do I want to do a sticker label?
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I can afford to go between.
Again.
Yeah. Round bottle or rectangle bottle? That's what I'm at. Tell me your thoughts.
It's a big decision.
Round or rectangle? I can't decide. I simply cannot.
I went to a Barry's class this week, which, to make that sentence worse, let me give you the whole thing. I went to a Barry's class this week as team bonding.
Ew.
Which, yeah, I know, humiliating.
Team bonding. I don't want to bond with you. I want to go home.
Worst experience of my life. Ugh. But I showered there, which was also awful. Shout out to Barry's. But Way just went into Barry's as their amenities partner.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if they do a body wash like on the regular for like actual people.
I think
people.
They might.
That shit bangs. Okay. That scent. I was in that they nasty might shower living, getting my whole life. I think it was their Dean Street scent.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to give it up for Way here in this nasty shower in Chelsea, because
they have a bunch of scents.
They do.
Yeah. Maybe they did. I don't know if they did a custom scent. I feel like a lot of times when they do amenities, they'll want to do a custom scent for a place.
Yeah. They had perfumes. I don't know if they still do. They do have. Jen Atkin, come on the show.
I don't think I've smelled any of the Way scents, which is, I feel like, an oversight at this point. But do people care about them?
For hair.
No, they have actual fragrances.
Yeah, I don't think people care about the fragrances.
Okay.
But I think it's nice. I do like when, whether or not people fuck with them, I do think it's nice when body or hair brands do perfume too. But obviously, it just because that aligns with my predisposition of fragrance. So.
I feel like more and more hairlines are coming out with fragrances. Mm-hmm. I think of Oribe, of course. I also didn't realize their fragrances were expensive.
Yeah.
They're pretty expensive.
They're pretty expensive.
They're really nice. I really love the desert one. Mm-hmm. But then I looked at it, I was like, oh, shit.
You know what is coming?
What is coming?
Finally confirmed. Persons of Interest is putting out Crybaby as an official.
Oh, my God.
And
that's so
good. It has a pink label.
Hell yeah.
Period.
I love that.
The label's actually, the bottle's actually like really fucking cool. It's like, it's almost this pink, but maybe two shades lighter. It's really cute. I just saw it on their story. I don't know.
Amazing news.
Amazing news. Great for everyone.
So wait, was Crybaby the scent that Dino had sent you, like a mysterious kind of, did he sent me a croissant one and he sent you
the
pink sugar one.
he sent me pink sugar one. He also sent me pistachio one.
Oh.
But he sent me Crybaby, I think, in a larger pack. I don't know.
Okay.
He takes care of us, which we had great before. But I pulled that out and said, now what the fuck is this? And yeah, that was not released. This is a while back, but I've kept it in.
That was a while back. I feel like we talked about that.
I've worn it quite a bit, though, because I keep it in my bag. Mm-hmm. And whenever I don't have something on me, I put that on. And now everyone's going to get a chance to smell it. It's very good. I love it.
I can't wait to smell that.
I know.
Crybaby. What a good name.
I know. It's a really good one.
Crying. Very in right now. Babies. Why not both together? Anyway, thank you once more for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And also, please tell me square or circle.
You got to go around. You got to go around.
Yeah.
You're the orb queen.
I thought that. And then now I think orbs. There's no magnetic orbs, which makes me sad that I've found and will probably be in my budget. But I feel like orb is the way. In my mind, it's always been an orb.
Something tells me that this is not the last fragrance that you will have your hands on. I'm not being cryptic. That's how I feel.
Hope so. But I don't know how to make fragrances without making a brand. Because I don't want to run a brand.
No, you don't want to run a brand. I'll run the brand for you.
Okay, fair. If that'll get you to quit your job, I will do it.
And we're back.
And we're back. Full circle. Thank you for listening. Please quit your job if that's what you want to do. Tell us about it on our hotline on our website, smileyleader.live.
You are so insane. What is this
ending? I don't know. And you can also find our merch there. We have very cozy apparel. You can follow us on Instagram at smileyleader.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
And I'm employed. I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This episode sponsored by KiwiCo. Need a better answer to, I'm bored? KiwiCo replaces free time with hands-on fun. With KiwiCo, kids get projects delivered right to the door so they can build, test, tinker, create, and actually see how things work. One day, it's science. Another day, art. Next thing you know, I'm bored turns into, look what I made. Each KiwiCo crate comes ready to go with all the materials and instructions included. No planning, no supply run, no, wait, do we have glue? Just open the box and let curiosity take over. Whether your kid loves science, art, engineering, or making something from scratch, KiwiCo makes learning feel like play. Visit KiwiCo.com to learn more. KiwiCo, seriously fun, hands-on learning.